This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 124 of Within the Trenches. This episode is sponsored by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services, and also sponsored by Audible.com. You can get your free audiobook and a 30-day free trial if you go to audibletrial.com/trenches. And right now I am listening to a Stephen King book, and it is 11/22/63. It is an excellent, excellent book. And it revolves around the JFK assassination. You can either choose from that or over 180,000 different titles, and you can get it on all of your devices. Again, to get that trial, you would go to audibletrial.com/trenches, or T-R-E-N-C-H-E-S. Now, this episode is going to be a short episode. I'm only going to be giving an update on the scholarship for the Within the Trenches Continuing Education scholarship that's going to be coming out. That's going to go towards the 2017 Navigator Conference from the IAED, the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch, and that's going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. So that'll be April 12th through the 14th. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be giving a talk. I'm going to be going over my 911 story, how I got into all of this, how I started doing the podcast, and as well as telling some hashtag #IAM911 stories. Now, I'm also going to be there doing the podcast, so we're going to be doing live episodes, and if you are looking to tell your story, you can go ahead and sit down with me. I will have swag there and other merchandise and such, but be there, and we'll share a story or two. Now, the main thing here is the scholarship, as I said. And so, again, like I was saying in the beginning, this is going to be a little different. I did episode 123, and that episode was actually a pretty hard episode to record for myself. I was sharing these stories, actually. Show you right here. So episode 123, they were my four personal IAM911 stories, and there were ones that started the entire movement that spread out, you know, all over the world. So we've got this first story here. I heard your last breath the night you flipped your four-wheeler, hashtag IAM911. I go through each one of these and tell the story behind these little snippets here. Down in the bottom left-hand corner here is an actual picture of my grandmother and my siblings. And it reads, "You were with me from the beginning, Grandma. 27 years later, I took the 911 call when you died. How fitting to be there for me in the beginning, and I was there for you in the end. I miss you, Grandma." So that was a hard call to get through. Again, when I was recording this, I had to hold back a lot to not get emotional. But if you haven't checked out episode 123, make sure to do so. It's an excellent episode. You'll learn a lot. Not only about dispatch, but about myself. So at the conference, I'll be sharing those stories, and those who attend my class, I'm going to find a way to get your stories out there as well. So there's a lot of things coming with that, but this main one here, the Within the Trenches Continuing Education Scholarship. Now this is up for the registration, and you can apply for it. Now, if you go to this URL right here, jabberlog.com/scholarship.php, you will go to a revamped The Jabberlog. Now, I'm still working on this website. The original is just a blog. However, this is going to be completely different here. But if we go down here, you'll be able to see what all is involved. So you'll get a complimentary registration to the 2017 Navigator Conference. complimentary registration for 1 day pre-conference course of your choice, a $500 travel stipend, as well as an official Within the Trenches t-shirt, and you will have a guest spot on the podcast. So all the information is there on the scholarship. There's the application process and scholarship sponsors. Now, I'm only going to be doing one. However, if we get some industry partners that want to contribute to a sponsorship for this scholarship, then we might be able to do more than one. So that is up there as well. All this information, the application process, when you go back to this, where do I apply? The application form can be found here. You just click here and another tab will open up, and here's your registration and then registration reminder. And then your pre-conference courses, you can click from any one of these right here. Now, the information is there. I am getting the descriptions from the IAED, and I will be adding those descriptions on there for you. So you just fill this out, send it in. You also need to send in your resume along with a 1,000-word essay on why you would like to attend this conference. And there's more information in there telling what to do. But this is what you have to do. This is where you go, thejabberlog.com/scholarship/scholarship.php. There are links on Twitter and on Facebook where you can find out how to do this. But it is an excellent opportunity to be able to go to, you know, a conference like this. The networking alone, I've said it many, many times, and I'll continue to say it. The networking alone that you would get from this is, it's just invaluable what you'll end up getting out of this. I had a chance to do something like this back in 2013, and it's just been great ever since. Now, with that said, moving from there, make sure you check out the IAED. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter. They've also got a website as well. They've got many, many things. There's so many things that they have that I can't even list them right now, but they do many things for dispatchers. And we have partnered up to share each other's interests, links, posts. They're sharing my podcast episodes. I'm sharing their articles. There's many things that we're doing together. So make sure to check them out, like them, follow them, and let them know that Ricardo with Within the Trenches sent you. Now, with that said, I'm trying to build the brand a little more with in the social media environment. I have many different accounts for, you know, Facebook and Twitter and such. But on Instagram, I was using my personal Instagram for my podcast. Well, I just opened up a profile. So now if you go to Instagram, of course, there's nothing here yet because I just did it. But if you go there, it's it'll be WTT Podcast will be where you go. And this will be where I post up many different things. But one of the main things that I'm going to be posting up on here are all of the IM911 stories that were submitted in memes. Now, we're still putting a lot of those out. I believe we're just finishing up with August 31st stories, and it's December 13th today. So we are still, my team and I are still trying to catch up all of those messages that came in to the Facebook inbox for the podcast. We are still putting those out there. So on Instagram, they're going to be coming in here, merchandise, the decals, t-shirts, all that stuff. Anything that I'm doing that pertains to the podcast, conferences and such, that's all going to be going on this Instagram account. I'm also on Snapchat, so you can check me out there. And that one is the 911 podcast. So you can add me on there as well. Now, as I go into the wrap up of this, one of the last things I want to talk about really quick is a podcast that I started listening to, and I also got a chance to assist in their most recent episode, which sounds like was a complete hit. So the podcast is called Sword and Scale, and from what it says here, a podcast about crime that proves the worst monsters are real, and it was established 2013. I'm a huge fan of shows like the First 48, especially Dateline, and because they're all true crime stories. So Sword and Scale has all true crime stories, and the guy who is behind it, Mike, he does an excellent job, and we got into in touch, and we were talking, and I helped out with one of the most recent episodes. So make sure to check them out. If you're a Patreon user, I believe that, or subscriber rather, that episode is episode 82, and that is going to be out later today for all of those subscribers. However, regular subscribers, I believe it's going to be this weekend, this Saturday or so, when it'll be released to everyone else. So make sure to jump on, make sure to follow them, like them on Facebook. They've got a website as well. Switch over here. Here's the website right here. It's pretty slick. They've got everything up here. So again, make sure to check them out, and let them know that Ricardo Within the Trenches sent you. But if you dig true crime stories, this is the show for you. And for those Sword and Scale fans, those that are coming my way over here, if you ever wanted to know about 911 dispatching, the stories, what dispatchers go through when they're taking these crazy-ass calls, Within the Trenches is the podcast for you, because these are true stories from the 911 dispatchers that live them. And thank you, Mike, very much for giving me a shout-out and such, and for giving me the opportunity to help you out. It was a lot of fun. The episode is pretty messed up, especially from what I've been reading on Twitter. So, again, make sure to check them out. I believe they're on Instagram as well, and on YouTube. They just actually did a live stream, which was very successful. So well done. And for those watching, listening, this will be an audio piece as well. Make sure to, really quick for Sword and Scale, you can find them on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. I'm not sure if they're on any other place from those, but the main ones, Stitcher Radio and iTunes, make sure to check them out and subscribe to them. And for those who are listening, if you have any questions or comments, or you want to be a guest on Within the Trenches podcast, you can send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That's going to be @911podcast. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this episode can be seen on YouTube, and can also be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and thejabberlog.com. And also, this is sponsored, brought to you in part by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services, as well as audible.com. Remember, for that 30-day trial and free audiobook, just go to audibletrial.com/trenches. That's audibletrial.com/trenches. Have a good one.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.